Let's
turn to Daf Nun Beis Omer Aleph. And before we do the Gemara inside, which we know that we hope to do today, which is the Sugya of Papa that we started yesterday, I would first like to finish up what we started here, the Nefesh Tova, and that would be on page Taf Nun He. Okay, you may have that in your camera already, I don't know, because we started it yesterday. Taf Nun He. Now, in order to appreciate this piece, which is Os Lamed, we're going to just read the last few lines of this gigantic, massive Tosis on Nun Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara that we want to do today is on Nun Beis on Aleph, but the Tosis, which takes up the entire page of Nun Aleph on the Beis, which is great news if you're doing Daf Yomi, because that Daf takes you about 5 minutes. Of course, you didn't scratch the surface, but that doesn't matter. So at the end of this Tosis, this gigantic Tosis, he has a few lines up from the bottom, the Yesh L'Dadvek. I'll just to make sure here, I'll count up. Just 1 second. Give me a second. I got a little bit disoriented here because this is not... Oh, here it is. He says...
We're starting at the end of the
Tosis.
No,
Nun Aleph, right? That big Tosis. And... where's V.H. Ladagdik? If somebody could help me here. Three lines up from the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, great. Three lines up from the bottom. All right. So, we have the following. Bitzarech Ladagdik. Lekamon, he quotes a sugya later on, Deboi lememar Rabbi Yehuda af bidomim sheyochol lizrok al haritzpa. Now, there's one premise that we know, and Rabbi Yehuda is adding another premise built on the first one. The first premise is that the Ritzpas HaZora had Kiddush, received a Kiddush, and that Kiddush is for Haktorah. So again, it's hard to imagine this, but there were little fires. Again, this was hardly relevant, but in theory... and this happened at the time of Shlomo Melch, there were little fires all over the Azorah, on the floor of the Azorah. Ben, is that a Tiskadish?
Yes.
Wow, fancy.
A little more...
I like the color.
Very very color. Very conservative.
It's a bit racy. Right. I just couldn't hold myself back there when I saw those
different colors.
So now we have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's going even a step further. He's saying that not only are going to be makdir the murim on the Ritzpas HaZorah, but will even be zorik the dam of the karbon. So you have now everything going on in the Ritzpas HaZorah. You know, you've got the Shechita going on, the Kabbalah Sadab, everything is on the Azorah. And now he does the Zrika on the Azorah, then he does Makhtir the Emurim on the Azorah, the whole 9 yards. So the Gemara has no problem with entertaining this Shechita of Rabbi Yehuda, that you could be Zorik the Dam on the Ritzvah Sazorah, and you were Yotze the Mitzvah of Zrika Sadam, and of course the Korban is Kosher. Tosus asks, my Ovid Lulahanech Kroy. What about these psukim? We had a series, if you recall, of 3 psukim. They were all identical, and they all required yisod, right? It said al mizbach. What was it? Let's see the 3 psukim inside again, just to refresh our memory. It says el yisod mizbach ha'ola. That's in the parash of Kohen Mashiach. Then it says in the parash of Parahelim Tov, it says el yisod mizbach ha'ola. And then thirdly, in the parash of Soyer Nasi, it says el yisod mizbach ha'ola. So 3 times the Torah says you need yisod. And not only that, we need a zrika keneged yisod. So we have two dinim in yisod. The first dinim in yisod is in the ikar zrika mitchila, and that has to be keneged yisod. And then we have a din of shvichas dam in the shirayim on the yisod. According to Rabbi Yehuda, drop it all, because all you need is the ritzpah. So anywhere in the anywhere on the Mizbeach certainly should have the status of Ritzpah. And he says the Muche, we see from all those Psukim, the Olatuna Yisod, the Gaga Yisod, according to one Madiyom, you need the Itzdaba, if you remember, the Gaga Yisod. The Eshlomar, you know why we need these Psukim? For a time period in which there was no Kiddush HaZor. Pre-Kiddush HaZor. When was that? David. Because before David was Makadish the Ritzpah, there was no Kedusha to the Ritzpah. And therefore you cannot claim that the Mizbeach, from beginning to end, any part of it is Ritzpah. So you have to focus on the Yisod. Oh, he gives an example, even after Kiddush David, in Nekra HaRitzpah. Let's say that one of the stones, or all of the stones of the Ritzpah were removed. Let's say he says Samach L'Mizbeach right near the Mizbeach, and now he has no possibility of doing the Zrikas Dam on the Ritzpah. He's going to have to do the Zrikas Dam on the Mizbeach. And now the Torah tells us he needs Kineged HaYisod. Olo Kiddush HaOris Tahoma. And if the top part, the top layer of the Ritzpah was removed, then it's very possible that there's no Kedushas Ritzpah below the top layer, because David HaMelech was only Mekadish the top layer. That was the sugya I think we learned on Samach Zion, wherever it was. So we want to finish a piece here in the Nefesh Tova, in which he presents one approach to Tosfos. I'm going to present this to you, and you are going to tell me if you accept it. Okay, to wrong volume, sorry. He says the following. Tosfos is asking the question, how could you have a possibility of Zrikas Dam al HaRitzpah even if there was Kiddush to the Ritzpah? Let's grant you this premise, but it's still not a Zrika Keneged HaYisod. What do you say about that? Is that a valid question? If you're going to tell me, I grant you, Rabbi Yehuda, that it is Kedushas HaRitzpah, but it's still not Keneged HaYisod, the Ritzpah is not Keneged HaYisod, so I need these Psukim to tell me that I need Keneged HaYisod. You'll tell me, forget about these Psukim, forget about Keneged HaYisod. Kedushas Ritzpah. If Kedusha is Ritzpah, then I could be Zorik the Dam of the Ritzpah. There's no Yisod on the Ritzpah. There's only one problem. If that's what Tosfos is asking, then what is he answering? He's telling me that before David HaMelech, you needed Keneged HaYisod. As if to say that after David HaMelech, and once there was Kiddush HaRitzpah, then what? You don't need Keneged HaYisod? Pasuk says you need Keneged HaYisod. If Tosfos' kasha was that Ritzpah is not considered Keneged HaYisod, and therefore we cannot reconcile Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Ritzpah was Mekudosh, together with the requirement in three Psukim of Keneged HaYisod, if that's Tosfos saying, that Yisod and Ritzpah are two mutually exclusive things, then what was Tosfos' answer? That before David HaMelech, or if there was no top layer, and then what? Then you're going to be Zorik the Dam of the Ritzpah, but I just finished telling you that Ritzpah is not Yisod. So what have you answered here? Tosfos is going around in circles. He never answered his question.
Isn't there some discussion of going above or below, and also like just like the ramp is part of the, there's some, you can say the bottom, but behind the, below the Chut of the Sikra is considered. I mean, there's some extension. Maybe the Ritzpah itself also is an extension towards the different direction.
So wait, are you offering, just to get my head straight here, are you offering another pshat in Tosfos' kasha? Let me go over this.
I'll offer another pshat.
Here's the pshat that I was offering, and now we want to hear your pshat. My pshat was that if you could be Zorik the Dam of the Ritzpah, you're lacking Yisod, and the Torah requires Yisod. What's yours?
You say that maybe the floor is somehow connected to the Yisod because of the space or the direction.
Oh, very good. But now, so what's Tosfos' kasha? If you can assume that Tosfos equates Ritzpah with Yisod somehow magically, so what's his kasha? Why does he have to? Why do you have to introduce David HaMelech?
But pre David HaMelech that was not the case. After David HaMelech, the Ritzvah then had a kedusha that can extend.
No, no, I agree with you, Ben. But what was Tosas kasha? Let's go back to Tosas kasha, right? Tosas says v'tzarich l'dagdek l'kamon. The boy l'meimer Rabbi Yehuda the af b'dovim yochel uzorkam al Ritzvah, meaning that there was kiddush Ritzvah. Is my Ovid Lahu Lahani Kroy the Muchi the Ola to Una Yisod? What Tosas asking? You just finished telling me that the Ritzvah is Yisod. If the Ritzvah is Yisod, so the Pasuk is not a stira to Rabbi Yehuda. If the Ritzvah also has the status of an extension of the Yisod, then once you according to Rabbi Yehuda, they will Makadish the Yisod. I'm sorry, they will Makadish the Ritzvah. Everything's Vundavar. So what's bothering Tosas? You see what my goal is. My goal is to, on the one hand, understand the Kashitosis, and on the other hand, understand the Teretzitosis. If the Teretzitosis says that before David, they needed Yisod, so I'm going to ask you the following question. So what happened after David? How could Rav Yehuda accept Kedushas Ritzvah as an alternative for Zrikas Adam? It's not Yisod. Tosas didn't answer his question. Eloi, are you going to tell me? No. Ritzvah itself has Yisod, and so was Tosas Kash.
I'm
in a bond.
I think that, well, I put this, I had this question kind of from before. Sorry to be adding questions, but when we learned from some of the things in the Nefesh Tova, at a certain point we said, Yesh Hakrava below
bias, not grieving enough Bishain bias.
So I think this is something similar in the sense that there are the cases of extenuating circumstances, and then you could bring in other shitot. So let's say David and Shlomo had too many olot that they had to do for Hanukkah Beit HaMikdash.
So which
book? They're like so mech on Rabbi Yehuda, let's say.
So wait, are we explaining Tosas Kash? Again, Tosas wants to know how does Rabbi Yehuda square with the requirement of Yisod?
Yeah, and the answer.
You want to answer
the question? I'm adding to the question, and the answer is, isn't this normally no good? Yes, the question is good. Answer: extenuating circumstances. Since we're talking about a case,
so you're answering Tosas Kasha.
Ain't
Okinami going to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no fulfillment of Yisod, and we require Yisod. I Rabbi Yehuda says from the Kasha Ritz, but that's only in extenuating circumstances, and then we're going to do away with Yisod.
Well, according to Yehuda, we're Yotze, let's say.
Right, and we're going to trump Yisod for the sake of the greater good that we have to bring Korban.
But similar to what did we just say again?
Makriv enough Bishain Bayis?
In other words, if all Amisir were Mesidar to do a Korban Pesach, we wouldn't say, oh, the Beit HaMikdash is Ma'akev, even though normally we would say it's Ma'akev. Okay? So likewise here, David and Shlomo are stuck with Alfei Olot, so the answer is kind of like, we'll be so mech on Shita Tribuna and use the Ritzpah, which is like.
I only have one technical problem here. You see, if you tell me that the Rosh HaMizbeach is so crowded with korbanos, where are you going to burn them all? You know, how are you going to set up a marocha for 200,000 korbanos? That I can understand. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about Shficha Shiraim on the Yisod, I'm not sure if you can't have what do the Brits call it, a queue? You know, we call it a line. You know, stand on line, wait till you get to the front of the line, and then just be shokrit the dam on the Yisod. I don't, you know, just logistically, I don't know why we need Ritzvah. I don't know why we need Ritzvah for that. I understand we need Ritzvah for Shchitas HaKorban. Maybe we need Ritzvah even for Zrikas HaDam. But for Shfichas HaDam al Yisod, I don't know. But again, you know, what I'm committed to at this point is to try to understand A, the Kashitosis, and B, the Teretzitosis. Methodologically, that's a healthy
Teretz as well.
Tosas answers that before a certain moment in Jewish history, if you go back historically in the clock, there was no Kiddush Ritzvah. And that's when the Pasuk Yisod comes into play. As if to say that when they did have a Yisod, what? They required Yisod? I mean, Rav Yehuda says that they were zoyk to dam on the Ritzvah. So what happened to the Yisod? Ella what? We take Ben's approach, that somehow the Ritzvah has a din of Yisod. So what was Tosas Kasha?
Because I think if I were to chart this out, it would be pre-Kedusha Ritzvah, post-Kedusha Ritzvah, for the question in the Teretz. Because if is that kedusha forever in the Ritz Bar, is that only temporary for the?
That's an excellent question. My intuition tells me that it was forever, meaning until Churban. You have to know where the Churban undermines kedushas azara. You know, those are sugyas that we never got a chance to touch. I think those sugyas are Masechta Gittin, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, it's not confusing enough. It might now already be Rov Yisrael too. They said Liz counts. There's more Jews in Israel than anywhere else.
Yeah, I know. There's a big thing on the on Arut Sheva. I saw it.
Could be Doraita now. Who knows?
Not yet.
So let's
the latest counts.
Let's read the paragraph Ella.
All right.
He had a second paragraph in Lamed, and he says Kavanasam. What was Tosus's kasha? The Achar Shekidesh David Ritzpa. Okay, that David HaMelech was Makadish the Ritzpa. Amaykish zorek al gabi amizbeach tzorech lizrok dafka keneged hayisod va'af shelo keneged hayisod lo gara miritzpa shekshero lizrok sham. So Tosus's premise in his kasha is the following: that although Ritzpah is not Yisod, but nevertheless, it shouldn't be worse than Yisod. Do you see those lines? Logara. Logara. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me start it again. I don't think I said it right. He's asking the following question. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, David HaMelech was Makadish the Ritzpah, then why does the pasuk require Kenegeda Yisod? Let's say he was Zorik Tadam Shalom Kenegeda Yisod. It shouldn't be any worse than Ritzpah. If they're doing Zrika going to Abiyud on the Ritzpah, then okay, if he didn't do Kenegeda Yisod, that should be fine. Now again, Shmuel, you might say, well, that's only Lechatchila. But in other words, only b'di'evid, that maybe b'di'evid, we can enochi nami b'mashu the carbon even without the yisod, but l'chadchil we require yisod, and for whatever reason Rabbi Yehuda needed the ritzpah in certain compelling situations. But the only problem is that we're deriving two things from these psukim, not only shvicha shirai, but we're also deriving which Karen on the Mizbeach requires the original Nesinas Hadam. And there, it's likely that the din of Yisod is likuva. It's absolutely critical. Vitirates. What was Tosus's answer now? The Enochinam. You're right. If it was Shalom connected to Yisod, it has the same status as what? As Ritzpah. And if there's Rikas Adam and the Ritzpah, so who cares if it's Shalom connected to Yisod? But kol din keneged yisod eino ela kodem kiddush ritzpah. In other words, historically, when there was no kiddush ritzpah, i.e., before David HaMelech, or if there was removal, etc., is now I need a halacha of keneged yisod, and we can't be machshir the zrika unless we're makadish the ritzpah. So again, it turns out like this. Once you makadish the ritzpah, then even if you were zorik the dam shalom keneged hayisod, it would be no worse than ritzpah, and we could be machshir the zrikas hadam. Why did the pasuk then formulate a requirement, an absolute critical requirement of keneged hayisod? That's before David was makadish the ritzpah. So we only need those psukim for that particular slice of time when there was no kiddush ritzpah. After kiddush ritzpah, then anywhere on the Mizbeach is not worse, even if it's Shalom Keneged Yisod, than the Ritzpah.
Can the word Keneged mean different things in different contexts, meaning opposite or juxtaposed next to? Because Keneged, if it's only going in a trajectory towards a certain position, then maybe the Ritzpah, as I said earlier, is leading towards that.
Again, we had a whole discussion, if you recall, that the bottom part of the Mizbeach on the Kir, from the Chur Sikra and Lamata, has a connection to the Yisod.
Yes.
And we tried to even fit this into Rashi and Tosu, who says Shosusin, you know, that the Dam just flows down to the Yisod. But basically, even if I identify a certain place as having a status of Yisod, that's only because it's Keneged HaYisod. You know, the rest of the Mizbeach, let's say, which would not be Keneged HaYisod, or for example, the Mizrach HaZromus, which is not Keneged HaYisod, that's like Ritzpah. Basically, it's Ritzpah without Yisod. So Tosfos is asking, if you're saying that this Kedusha is Ritzpah, so why do I need Keneged HaYisod? And Tosfos basically is formulating the Kash of Tosfos as asking, why is it that if you have Kiddush Ritzpah, that you have to be Zorah Keneged HaYisod? Forget about Keneged HaYisod. Even leave it out. Let's say Mizrach is Dromus, right? But it's no worse than Ritzpah. And if Ritzpah is Kadosh, then the absence of Yisod should not present a problem. So Tosfos says, you're right. And the Gemara never backtracked from that premise. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm never going to say that the Keneged HaYisod is absolutely critical, because, all right, it wasn't Keneged HaYisod, it was on Mizrach HaZromus, but it's not worse than Ritzpah. But we need the Psukim for that historical period before there was Kiddush Ritzpah, that's before Dov.
But what do you mean, no worse than Ritzpah? What does that mean?
In other words, what we're saying is the following. There's a general, all-inclusive entity or area called Ritzpah, and that's called the Azara.
Okay.
If we're assuming that for purposes of Zrikas Adam, the Azara includes not just the Mizbeach, but also the Ritzpah's Azara, then Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Bizorik Adam and the Ritzpah. Now, where's the Keneged HaYisod of it? You know, it's the very premise of the Pasuk that says, El HaYisod. I keep forgetting the language of the Pasuk. Can you remind me? El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, whatever it says over there. I should have written it on the board, right? El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah. Correct? So that's on the Mizbeach. Only a place on the Mizbeach, not any place, but many places on the Mizbeach, could be El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah. But now you're doing Zrik on the Ritzpah. How does that square?
But why are we talking about Shvachim? How do we get to Zrikah? Going back to
Zrika. The law of Yisod has a twofold requirement. Number one, as far as Zrika is concerned, and number two, as far as Shvichas HaShirayim. Both require Yisod in different ways.
Okay.
But they're all included in this pasuk.
Okay. Like Don is saying, the more difficult part of Tosfos is what happened to Zrikat Adam.
Yeah, let's talk about the original Zrikat Adam. I mean, it's got to be Keneged HaYisod. We derived that from three psukim. What happened to Ritzpah? Ritzpah's not Keneged HaYisod. It's not even on the Mizbeach.
So is Tosafot accepting that you could do it on
Ritzpah? So Tosafot is saying that if you were Zorik Adam anywhere on the Mizbeach, even if it was Shalom Keneged HaYisod, it's no worse than Ritzpah. Because the whole area of the Azara from one end to the other is kosher for Zrikas Adam. So then ask me the question, so why do you have psukim to tell you that you need Yisod? And the answer is, that's before they were Kaddish the Ritzpah. Before they were Kaddish the Ritzpah, the only possibility of Zrikas Adam was on the Mizbeach. There was no other possibility. And now the question is, where on the Mizbeach? So you and I would have said on any side of the Mizbeach. No, the Torah says El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, which means Keneged HaYisod. It's very odd to me that the only relevance of three psukim in the Torah is for a period of time. Well, that's not true.
No.
Because even after David, if let's say the Ritzpah was shaved off, right? If the top of the Ritzpah next to the Mizrach was removed, so you're left without Kiddushas Ritzpah. And then once again, you're going to need the Mizbeach for the Zrika. Once you need the Mizbeach for the Zrika, the Torah says, El Yisod Mizbachol.
So you need the Yisod. To the core of the earth, which is one discussion.
Correct. Right. Yeah. And I'm assuming on that side of the Gemara.
But there's something strange about what Ben asked. It's very, very interesting. That when we were talking before about the Dievet of Zrikat Adam, so we said that the Chuta Sirkra had to be above or below, but for Shvichat Adam and some of the Zrikot Adam, we said that the Gag
HaYisod, which is otherwise called the Itzim,
connect to the wall. So we were saying it's also where the blood will go. But as we were saying that, there's also like a kind of, I don't know, a calculation, an assumption that the Mizbeach, it goes all the way down, and the top of the Yisod is like a connected part. There's a, let's say, continuity. So the same as Ben was asking about the Ritzvah. During the time that they were like so mech on the Ritzvah, they were still a Mizbeach. So there, strangely enough, there's a bit of a continuity there. So maybe it's like
the Ritzvah itself has a din of Mizbeach.
Of the, right. Yeah, the din Mizbeach. There is a Mizbeach, right. And they were Mekadesh the whole Azara, right. And it's like connected. So
but the only problem is, well, you know, you might be right, but our goal here, you know, it depends what hat you're wearing. Our objective is to try to understand Tosfos. And Tosfos is saying the following. That you don't need Yisod. Why? Because it's Kedushas Ritzvah. Either Torah says in three places you need Yisod. That was before they were Makadosh the Ritzvah.
Can I ask a question? I mean, just because the Ritzvah is Kedusha, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's this thing that's flying around. Okay. It's a Gilgal of I don't know which neshama that wants to join our group.
But the in these three pesukim, they're talking about the place you're supposed to do the shvicha, the zrika and shvicha.
Right.
So what difference does it make? There are other places that are sanctified. There's the mizbeach penimim, and there's, you know, each place is sanctified. But we're told you do certain things here, and you do certain things there. So we're told. So the floor is sanctified. There's no question about that, right? But we're told three pesukim that you have to do zrika and shvicha, connected how you sow.
Right. But what happened if it wasn't connected on your soul? He loses out, correct?
In other words, an accident.
Why should he lose out? It shouldn't be any worse than the ritual.
He accidentally poured it on the floor instead of putting it on.
No. I'm saying, let's say he poured it on the Mizrachis Dromus. There's no Yisod.
Okay.
Why is that worse than
in other words,
is he going to tell me that you were Makadish the Ritzvah for Zrika, but the Karen Dromus Mizrachis is worse than the Ritzvah? How can you say such a thing?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding something. Is there something that's saying you can do Zricha and Shvicha on the Ritzvah?
That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying you can do everything on the Ritzvah.
So basically we're
from
saying...
From soup to nuts.
Because
why? Because Rabbi Yehuda was Makadish, maintains the position that they were Makadish the Ritzvah.
Okay.
And David HaMelech was Makadish the Ritzvah, and again we could wonder exactly how far that Kiddush went, but there was a Kiddushas Ritzvah.
Right.
And that Kiddushas Ritzvah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, means that it is appropriate for Zrika Saddam. If it's appropriate for Zrika Saddam, Tosa says that's not connected to Yisod.
Okay.
So Tosa says Enochinami, it's not connected to Yisod. And Enochinami, once they were Makadish the Ritzvah, there was no need for connected to Yisod. Mind you, we're just undermining everything that we thought until this point.
Okay.
We've been spending a week now on the concept of Yisod.
Right.
It's really hypothetical because once they're Makadish the Ritzvah, I don't need Yisod. The Ritzvah is not Yisod. No fuss. Why do I need these three psukim to tell me a requirement of Yisod? In case there's no Ritzvah. What do you mean in case there's no Ritzvah? Tosfos gives two scenarios. One is historical, before David HaMelech was actually Makadish the Ritzvah. And two, even after David HaMelech was Makadish the Ritzvah, the Kiddush HaRitzvah was Paka, because a piece of the Balata were removed.
You know, so. Why can't we leave
this? I'm so eager to get to the punchline of today's shiur.
Rabbi Yehuda is a Shita Mukshet.
But again, the Shmuel, I'm trying to understand Tosfos. You want to just walk out of here and say, oh, Rabbi Yehuda is a Shmereshita, talking Gadol, and we'll wait until Mashiach comes. But Tosfos gives an answer, so I'm committed to try to understand Tosfos. You know, we have a methodological machloikis here. My methodology is A, to try to understand every Rishon, his cash and his terence. You know?
So,
not just to say Mukshet. You know, that's an easy answer. You know, like,
okay,
I want you to know, if my average year is about an hour and 10 minutes, I don't know. Yeah. If I go with your sheet, then my average year would be less than 10 minutes because I would just come in, ask Akasha, walk out and say it's Mukshet.
That's I could become very popular that way.
That's right, for sure. But you see, it's not all about popularity. It was all about popularity, or most I probably would have thrown in the towel a long time ago.
Yeah, so Tosafot is just using the dual concept of Rabbi Yehuda saying that the Ritzvah is okay, right. even Zrich and Shvicha.
Even though it's lacking what?
Even though it's lacking Yisod, right? And the fact that and using it as justification that if he doesn't do it connected Yisrael, he does it anywhere else on the
in the Azara,
anywhere on the Azara, including anywhere on the Mizbeah,
for sure.
Then
if the Azara is good, then certainly the Mizbeah
is worse than the floor. That's
correct.
That's what he's arguing.
Correct. So why do we have three psukim to require Yisrael? That was Tosis Kasha.
Okay, so
the answer is either historically before David was Mekadesh, in other words, when there's no
or what I said, which is forget the floor. You have to do it. Connected how you sewed. That's the rule. The rule.
No, but again, we're assuming that according to you, there's no inhibitions about being Zorik to Dam the Ritzvah. No inhibitions. That's Lechat Chila, you're a Tzadik V'yosher, you're a Kadosh. You're
from where? Where does he get it from?
So for that, I'd have to go through the sugya.
He ignores the three pesukim, and he says, okay.
So Tosfos, how can you ignore three pesukim? Right. Tosfos answers, Rabbi Yehuda understood that those three pesukim were addressing a window in which there was no Kiddush HaRitzvah.
Okay.
How can there not be Kiddush HaRitzvah, according to Rabbi Yehuda? They were Kaddish the Ritzvah. Who is the Kaddish the Ritzvah? David. What happened before David? The answer is, then Eichinami, you need Yisod. Because if you don't have Ritzvah, you need Yisod. Because then you're limited to the Mizbeah.
No, but yet we have a halachic principle that the Torah is forever. It's not just specifically for a period of time.
I agree with you, Don. It's a very shver zachia, because that's what the paradox of Tosfos is, that right. Three psukim in the Torah. So again, let's say it's bad, but it's not so bad.
Okay.
In Tosfos' first scenario, it's really bad. The three psukim of the Torah are addressing what period of time?
Before
David. That's very bad. Very bad. That doesn't sit well with me.
Right.
You know, I have enough trouble with my stomach. I don't need this teretz.
I don't like
the second teretz is a little bit better.
Okay.
That's the light at the end of the tunnel. That even after Kiddush Ritzvah itself is conditioned. And if Lu Yitzur, some of the conditions don't check off, now we have the three psukim that require Yisod. Because if the Ritzvah doesn't have Kiddush, doesn't have Kiddusha,
yeah,
then we have to go back to the Mizbeach. Once we go back to the Mizbeach, then we're going to have to exclude, for example, Mizrachi Zromus, which doesn't have.
Well, what do you mean it's conditional? What do you mean the...
I'm saying it's not absolute that you can always, always avail yourself of the Ritzvah.
Ah, okay.
Why? Because Kiddush HaRitzvah is conditional.
Okay.
One of the conditions is that you've got to have a Ritzvah. And anyone who's in the flooring business knows, and that's how he gets his business, that floors somehow get ruined. I mean, if you need to see a ruined floor, come see the apartment we purchased here off the block. A 6-minute walk from here, Rabbi Meir. I mean, it's horrible what the floor looks like.
Maybe in the Mishkan.
And even in Arnof already, some of the Balatot that come to park. Just let's give Ben a chance, because he's been waiting for
it. It really is amazing that Hashem wrote three pesukim, and then because Shlomo Melech or David Melech decided, Rishut, they didn't have to offer others, although this verse, it's great that they did, but because of that, they mekadesh the Ritzvah, and then those pesukim almost became irrelevant, unless the Ritzvah is temporary.
So that's where Shmuel's answer comes into play. Now Ben is asking a motivational question. Why would they go ahead and be Mekadesh the Ritzvah? The Torah requires Yisod, which is obviously on the Mizbeach, to the exclusion of some part of the Mizbeach. And now we came along and we completely circumvented the whole spiel about three psukim, as you say, of requiring Yisod.
David didn't have
So I think in a motivational question, David didn't have the three psukim. He was after Moshe, he had the three psukim.
He didn't have a building, so he also had
the precious part of it.
Correct, so that's what I said. You know, maybe Don, your answer is even better than Shmuel's, but basically you're on the same page. Both of you are saying that there were compelling reasons to be Mekadesh the Ritzvah.
Right,
okay.
They wanted to, it was Rishut. They didn't have to.
No, I'm saying, I'm just telling you that for logistical reasons, at a certain moment, a window in time, a frame in time, there were compelling reasons to be Mekadesh the Ritzvah. Look, I'm in favor, because I like this idea of Kiddush Ritzvah, because I like to take Kiddush and expand my opportunities.
Right.
So now I have an opportunity. I don't like the Yisod, say, because I got the Ritzvah, But Rabbo say, if you'll allow me, only because of time period and because of my emotional excitement about the punchline in today's shiur, is that all right?
Sure,
and I know, I always get a musa shmooze that I don't entertain enough questions. Now I got a musa shmooze from somebody at the LC. I don't tell enough stories. Okay, I don't tell enough jokes. So he tells me he prepares jokes for this year. So I asked my wife if she could help me by preparing jokes for this year, which reminds me, I have a great joke to tell you. Actually, I just thought of
it. Actually, reminds me of a story.
I got to tell you this joke. I just love it so much. This couple, she's so makpid. How do you say in English? Makpid.
Stringent
about diet. She makes these muffins out of sawdust. Anyway, Liachar Meir V'Yesrim, they go up to the pearly gates, and the Malach takes them around to these beautiful banquet halls. And there's ice cream and there's steaks and whatnot. All the things that his wife for 50 years has told him he's not allowed to touch. So the angel invites him, you know, to have a meal. He says, no, I can't eat it. It's awesome. My wife told me I can't eat it. Listen, says the angel, maybe down there you can't eat it. Here you can eat it. So after five times back and forth, finally the angel convinces him. So he starts eating the steak and he's enjoying himself tremendously. Then he turns to his wife and he says, for all these years you've been feeding me these fashtukana muffins, I could have been here 50 years ago. I love that joke. Those fashtukana muffins, I could have been here 50 years ago. Vagriz Omar Liyashiv Kushisatosus, the Aflis Alkadaita, Dizrika Ala Ritzbuk Shera. Oh. So what was Tosus Kasha? I don't need Yisod, right? Because if I'm holding there was Kiddush Ritzbah, so just circumvent Yisod, I don't need Yisod. Ain Dina, with this beautiful Kiddush, El Kizrika Shalobim Koma. Now we have a sugi of Shmuel. Who remembers the sugi of Shmuel? That Shmuel says, Rika shalobim koma kimakoma doni, which means it's kshera. So basically, according to Shmuel, anywhere on the Mizbeach is okay.
Right.
Oh. However, says the Brisker Rav, if you study the sugi carefully, Chav Zayin, of Shmuel, of Zrika shalobim koma, it works like this. Pasal abasar, this is Tzvedim, but not from the Briskira, from the Sugi itself. And that is that although Zrika Shalobim Komo is Kshera, and therefore the carbon is kosher, and we're going to go through all the Avodos and so forth and so on, but it's not Matir the Basar. Right? We always say that you need a whole series of Avodos and Haktar Seymurim and culminating in the Hetar Basar. So the Gemara establishes back on Chav Zayin, that Zrika Shalobim Komo is not Matir the boss. Mimela says the Biskrov, turning to the next page, Lokasha Amai Be'ina B'Mizbeach Zrika Keneged HaYisod, because what the Torah is setting up is the Makom for Zrika. The Makom for Zrika is Keneged HaYisod, 3 Pesukim. Why? Because if he would do the Zrika Shalom Keneged HaYisod, the carbon is kosher, it's not worse than Ritzvah. But the basar would be awesome. Although it's true, every place on the Mizbeach, even Dromis Mizrachis, which is Shalom Keneged HaYisod, would not be inferior to the status of Ritzvah, but it would not have the status of what? A Zrika B'Mkoma. It would be a Zrika Shalom B'Mkoma, because the Torah wants the Makom to be Keneged HaYisod. And the Nafkamina is going to be a tremendous Nafkamina. That if he's Zorek, the dam somewhere other than Keneged HaYisod, it's called the Zrika Shalom B'Mkoma. What's going to be the deal with the Basar?
Basar.
Got to get rid of it. However, now that he did a Zrika Keneged HaYisod, is that Zrika is not only Masha the Karban, but it's also Mati the Basar. The Kol Shezarko Shalom Keneged HaYisod Hami Zrika Shalom B'Mkoma, and the Basar remains Pasul, the Karban remains Kosher. So we now have a beautiful chiddush, reconciliation of these two things. On the one hand, you're right. Even Shalom Keneged HaYisod is kosher. Why? Because Ritzvah has Kedushas Zrika. And therefore, if you Zorik on the Ritzvah, everything is wonderful, the carbon is kosher. But it's not all wonderful. Why? because since the Torah requires Yisod, it means that the Makom Zrika is connected to Yisod. My Nafkamini just told me that the carbon is kosher. Nafkamini is whether the basar is kosher or pasul.
So why should the kapara work and the meat is not kosher? Why one and not the other?
Well, it works like this. I'm going to ask you the fine question. What happens if at the time is that a good case? That's really in Haktara Sayimurim. I'll give you the following example. What would be if the Kohen did all four avodos, behechshir kedasu kedin, and then the basar went out chutz, or it became tameh? Would that in any way undermine the kashrus hakarban?
In terms of kapara, no.
No.
But the meat
is possible.
Right.
So there are tzvei dinim here. There's one din in the hechshir hakarban. There's another din in the hechshir habasar. And the nafkamina is going to be the case of Zrika Shalobim Koma, that Shmuel says Zrika Shalobim Koma is Kivakoma Dami, but the Gemara establishes that's only as far as the Hekshra Karma. So Ploni Almoni, the Bala Karma, doesn't have to bring a replacement. Everything's fine, but nobody's going to eat the bus. Comes along, the Torah, and says the following, and it's not a steer to Rabbi Yehuda's Ritz, Kiddush Ritz. You know what the Makom is for Zrika? Kenegad Yisod. What's going to be the implication? Not only is the carbon kosher, but even the basar is kosher. You want to do a part that's not connected to Yisod, it's not worse than Ritzpah, but it still remains a Zrika Shalom Mekoma. And if it's a Zrika Shalom Mekoma, it can't be Machshir the basar. The carbon is kosher, but the basar is out. It's like Nitma basar.
I think David and Shlomo were aware of these things they held by the Brisker Rabbi because they only had
a That's interesting. I never thought of it those loads.
He came to them.
David was also
He came to them in a dream and he said, no problem, boys. They had a loads because, if I remember correctly, all the people, it was for the first times the Beit HaMikdash was in use, and it's all like thanks to Hashem that they have the Beit HaMikdash. So there's no basara that was necessary to be eaten. So
if it was all olah, he says,
it's a good deal.
He says, "Mevur mi divrei agriz the af zrika al aritzpa she'eno mizbeach teuna beikar dina yisod ulahachi chashiva shelo b'mkoma." So again, even though Rabbi Yehuda allows zrika al aritzpa, but you have to know that that's not the ikar din. Of Zrika, the Iker Din of Zrika is on the Yisod. And therefore, any Zrika that's not on the Yisod, like the Ritzpah, becomes Shalobim Koma. Now that's a little bit odd, because let's go back to Tosas Kasha. Tosas Kasha was that once there was Kiddush Ritzpah according to Rabbi Yehuda, then I don't need Yisod. So in other words, the Brisker Rav is working with a certain premise, which would Enochinami answer the cash of Tosis. But what can we do? Tosis is working with the opposite premise. So the Brisker Rav assumes that Kiddush Ritzpah is only a din in Hechsher HaKarbon, but not in Hechsher HaBasar. Why? Because it remains in Zrika Shalobim Koma. This is very interesting. It means, according to the Brisker Rav, Rabbi Yehuda was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. I don't mean that literally, but he holds that they were Mekadesh the Ritzpah. And now, Ritzpah has a secondary fallback status. It's not the real McCoy. It's not Makoma. The real Makoma of Zrika, Rabbi Yehuda can't deny, is not on the Ritzpah, but it's Kenegad HaYisod on the Mizbeach. And the Nafkamina is going to be the boss. But Tosas has a different premise. Because Tosas wants to suggest that there's a contradiction here between the requirement of Yisod and the Kiddush Ritzpah, meaning Tosas assume that Kiddush Ritzpah makes the Makom Zrika the Ritzpah. The Ritzpah is now elevated through Kiddush to the status of Makom Azrika. And that's why Tosas has a problem with Yisod. Because why should I need Yisod if the Ritzpah is a Makom Zrika? So the very breakthrough, you know, Kiddush of the Brisker Rav, namely that the Zrika on the Ritzpah is Shalomim Koma, is against Tosas. Tosas is assuming that once you Makadish the Ritzpah, it has the same identical status as any place which is Makom Zrika. And the Ritzpah is Makom Zrika. Therefore, Tosas had a headache. What are we going to do with the requirement of Yisod? The requirement of Yisod now becomes totally irrelevant. So Tosfos says, well, it's relevant before they were Mekadesh the Ritz, but once they're Mekadesh the Ritz, it's irrelevant. According to Risker Rav, it's very relevant. So again, you know, it's very nice that the Risker Rav came up with his Chiddush, but let's recognize, you know, let's call a spade a spade. It's not Tosfos. The ayin v'masnis in sham disnan nosno ala keves shalom keneged ayisod possible. Upirish Rashi. Okay, so this is a Mishnah Chavvav Amid Beis. If anyone would be kind enough to open up the Mishnah Chavvav Amid Beis, Pirish Rashi the Tartik Tani Nosno Al Hakevesh O Nosno Shalo Keneged Yisod. Okay. Now again, exactly what this means in terms of how possible is possible, how bad is bad, that depends on Shmuel and those who disagree with Shmuel. According to Shmuel, it's not so bad, it's only bad as far as the Basar is concerned. But in any event, the Mishnah is telling me that if he did in the Sinah Shalom Keneged HaYisod, it's possible. But the Rambam in Perek Beis Mipsuleh Mikdashim doesn't have the O, right? You know, we have in our Mishnah, we have Or at least Rashi says Shalom Al HaKevesh O Shalom Keneged HaYisod. The Rambam has Al HaKevesh Shalom Keneged HaYisod. He leaves out the word O, which means the Mishnah is not addressing the case of Shalom Keneged HaYisod, but rather on the Kevesh Shalom Keneged HaYisod. Now I don't know exactly. Yeah. Again, we'll have to take out our diagrams, but let me leave that for just 1 minute, just to get to the conceptual punchline. The kasa b'mari korkus, the nirami l'shono, the chadak tani, ulashitas haramam af ala kevesh ika din zrika shalobim koma, in the case of shalob keneged ayisot. So there's part of the kevesh which is considered mizbeach and allows zrika. But that part has to be keneged ha-yisod. Again, we'll get to the logistics later on. But there's part of the kevesh which is shalom keneged ha-yisod. And the Rambam is talking about a zrika that was done on the kevesh, but shalom keneged ha-yisod. Ulefi zeh, according to the Mari Kurkus' understanding of the Rambam, zrika al gabi ha-kevesh teuna keneged ha-yisod. So therefore, if he was zorik on the kevesh shalom keneged ha-yisod, which I would assume is the vast majority of the kevesh is shalom keneged ha-yisod. Maybe there's a part that overlaps the yisod. He says chashiv zrika shalom b'mkoma. According to the Brisker Rav, if it's shalom keneged ha-yisod, it's zrika shalom b'mkoma. And yet the Mishnah says, and the Rambam paskins like that, that it's possible. The implication you have from the Rambam is that the carbon is kashiv. I'm sorry, that the carbon is possible. According to Brisker Rav, it should become a zrika shalobim koma, and therefore the carbon is kosher. Again, the basar is possible, but the carbon is kosher. He says that perhaps we can reconcile the Brisker Rav with this Mari Korkus's Rambam. And he says that just like the Brisker Rav says in Ritzbah, that it's considered a zrika shalobim koma because we need keneged ha-yisod. So therefore, if he zorek the dam on the kevesh, that's also considered shalom keneged ha-yisod. So again, Rabbi Osai, let me ask you this. Don, maybe you're my man for this question. Is there such a thing as the kevesh keneged ha-yisod? Let me see. Is there anything?
I'm trying to look it up on the chart. I think only in a very minimal way.
Oh, you mean all the way on, like before he gets onto the Rosh HaMizbeach, the Gaga Mizbeach.
Very, very close to the Mizbeach itself.
So maybe that's considered keneged ha-yisod.
It's considered still because it's what do you call
like
it?
Like the last amo.
It's the kavim of the yisod at the end.
So maybe there is such
isn't
a...
Isn't the kevesh linked? Kedusha to the Mizbeach? Wasn't there some kind of sheep?
Well, there's a little bit of space between the kevesh and the Mizbeach.
Halakhically as a part of the Kedusha,
Yeah, well, the Mishnah says that just like Mizbeach is Makadish, so too the Kevesh is Makadish. There was a whole piece here about this whole topic in the Nefesh Tova. Let me just tell you where that is. That's back.
Yeah, we did learn that.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where it is, buddy. I'm trying to remember if it's in this volume or in the first volume. I think it's in this volume, you know? No, I'm not finding it right now. But we had a whole discussion about Kevesh, because there's a Rabbi Yochanan in Masechet Menachos who says that after the Basa was brought on the Kevesh, it's already possible Biyotze, which means that the Mizbeach and the Kevesh is called a Makom, is a Makom HaKtara, because unless it becomes Royal HaKtara, there's no Psul of Yotze. Anyway, ulachora yeshla ochiach midivrei haGemara lekamon samachom and aleph delo kehagriz. The Omar Rava moder Rabbi Yehuda bedom. So Rashi says the afagav the Omar Rabbi Yehuda kol hazor mekudeshes. It means they were mekadesh the ritzpah. Hani milahachtir chalovim avol zrikas hadam lo. So there's one opinion that Rabbi Yehuda didn't go as far as to be machshir the Ritzvah Sazora for Zrikas Hadam. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kos Echad Hoye B'Male Midam HaTaroves. So he's got a Kos in which he has a mixture of Psochim, Dam Pesach, of various use of various categories. I mean, some of the Dam that he has in the Kos was never actually placed on the Mizbeach. And that's a problem, because if it went to the Ritzvah Samizbeach, then it's possible as Rika. But in this kos, he also has dam that already was on the Mizbeach, so it's dam kos. He has tarovus of dam kosher with dam possible. It's shofcha al gabi Mizbeach. Shem yishbach domo shel achas mehen nimtza zemach shiro. We're going to have to assume that although there was never a zrika on the Mizbeach of this dam, but nevertheless it was originally received in a Kli Sharis, and once it was received in a Kli Sharis, if it was nishpach onto the Ritzpah, you could just collect it and do a zrika. Isal kedakta so Rabbi Yehuda kula zor mekadsha. The Gemara says that if you would assume, which was the original Havamina, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the entire Azora, all of the Ritzpah's Azora was mekadsha, why does he have to collect all the dam from the Ritzvah in order to get it back on the Mizbeach? At the end of the day, he could have been zorik the dam on the Ritzvah. And again, assuming he was mekadesh the dam in a Kli Sharis, he received the dam after Shechita in a Kli Sharis, now it's spilled out to the Ritzvah. Why is the Gemara making a whole business here about how they appointed a Kohen to collect the dam from the Ritzvah and put it back on the Mizbeach? I put it on the Mizbeach. Why? You can simply circumvent that whole process because this Kiddush HaRitzvah. And the Gemara rejects this. It says, Dil mishum dekos sova shficha mikoch adam be'ina. In other words, if it spilled out of the kos, then there was no active element of Zrika Sadam. Zrika requires an active participation on the part of man. Im kein mishkale v'nishpechle aduchte. Why do, again the Gemara asks, why do you have to collect the dam and pour it onto Mizbeach? Just pour it wherever you find it. Just lift it up and put it down. V'dil mishum to be in a mitzvah min amuvchar. That the mitzvah min amuvchar is to place the dam on the Mizbeach. Now according to the Brisker Rav, who says that Zrika on the Ritzvah is not matir the basar because it's a Zrika shlobim koma. Why does Gemara ask, who needs Zrika on the Mizbeach? Why don't just pick it up and pour it down on the Ritzvah? What's going to happen according to the Brisker Rav if you did such a thing?
It'd be kasher, but the basar would be...
Exactly, the basar remains pasul. The Gemara's answer is, mishum debeina mitzvah amuvchar. You know, it's a nice thing, we'll give you extra brownie points if you throw the dam onto the Mizbeach. It's much more than just mitzvah amuvchar. At this point, if he would pick up the dam for the Ritzvah and put it back down on the Ritzvah, that would be a Zrika Shalobim Koma going to the Brisker Rav, and the Basar would be Basar. So he needs to get it onto the Mizbeach in order to be Machshir the Basar. Havilei Lakshriya, the Gemara should have asked a more fundamental question. Tzarech Lizrok Al Mizbeach Kedei Lahatir HaBasar Kedei Shiyah HaBasar Nechal, so we can eat the Basar. Since the Gemara never raised that question, mashma would seem, Dizrik al gabi ritzpah materis habasar. And that supports the Shita Tosfos, not the way the Brisker Rav understood. Omnom, he says as a backhanded answer, he says, Kosav Hashidim Gubetzes, to who had din, the Gemara could have rejected it, Demotzi l'midche mishum to be in on yisod. In other words, that even though the ritzpah is mekudash, but nevertheless, if you zorik it on the ritzpah, you've completely avoided the yisod. Now, what is the Shita Mekubetzes mean over here? The Gemara actually answers because of mitzvah min ha-mufchar. So maybe the mitzvah min ha-mufchar answers exactly what the Shita Mekubetzes is saying. In order to achieve the mitzvah min ha-mufchar, you're going to put it on the mizbeach where you gain the yisod. But if you say like the Brisker Rav, it's a lot sharper. It's a lot more to the point. What the Shita is asking, that the Gemara could not have suggested the possibility of picking up the dam and then throwing it on the ritzvah because the basar would be possible. Why is the basar possible? Because you need yisod, and if you need yisod, that's the makom hazrika. Then anything that is outside of the yisod is considered shalobim ko, which is not matter the basar. So at the end of this paragraph, are we happy or not happy? Let me just make the cheshbon. The Gemara asked the question, let him pick up the dam and then put it back on the ritzpah. The Gemara answers, because of mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, what's the mitzvah min ha-muvchar? Yisod. I'm not a happy camper here, because the Brisker Rav holds that you need the yisod in order to be matir the basa. So why does the Gemara call that a mitzvah min ha-muvchar? So the Shita Mekubetzes says mitzvah min ha-muvchar means that you need the yisod. Maybe he's stretching the Shita is taking a more liberal understanding of the words of the Gemara. Who had din avi matzil midchi mishum to be in on yisod. So it works like this, Rabosai. We don't know the answer to the following question. Why did the Gemara have to give the answer of mitzvah and amukha? The Gemara could have given a much more fundamental answer, namely that the basa is going to be possible. But the Shita Mekubetzes already made this statement way before the Brisker Rav that the Gemara shouldn't be taken literally. The Gemara could have answered, you need yisod. We're just explaining that according to Brisker Rav, because you need yisod and you're missing yisod, it becomes as Zrika Shlobim Kom and the Basar is possible. Do we have another 5 minutes? The Yesh Ladun, Od B'sugya Nal, B'diri HaGriz, the Hini Ayri Hasu B'Korban Pesach. Wow. The Gemara itself is addressing the case of a Korban Pesach. You remember that on Erev Pesach, the Azorah was so overcrowded that there was a chashash that maybe with all these zvachim, these psachim that were being brought, some of the dam never got onto the mizbeach. Oh, if that be the case, we got a real problem. Because how can Gemara suggest that if there's Kiddush Ritzvah, so then let him just lift up the, you need Kach HaAdam, so let him just lift up the dam that's spilled and pour it onto the Ritzvah. Well, according to Brisker Rav, you're not going to be able to eat the basar. Shiny Korban Pesach, Mikol HaKadshim, Kol HaKarbonos, She'ikra Lo Bo El Achila. So for example, if the Kohen has the Machshava, Shaloli Ochlo, or for a Tomei and Oriel, etc., the Korban Pesach is out. The whole deal is off. Why? Because the essence of Korban Pesach, and that makes is Lachila. Lemnuya means Lachila in this case. And now, according to Brisker Rav, by picking up the dam and putting it back on the Rizvah Sazara, it's going to still be Bas Apostle. We're in deep trouble now. The whole carbon is going to go out the window, because although in other carbonists you could say they exist independent of the basar, but you can't say that in the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is balayla. If the ochlas have basar balayla, is it? That's the essence of the Korban Pesach.
Why couldn't he pick it up and put it on the yisod?
Oh, so that's exactly our question. The Gemara says that mitzvah in a muvchar, you know, we're not going to allow him to just throw it onto the ritzvah again, because it's a mitzvah in a muvchar to get it on the yisod. Forget about mitzvah in a muvchar. Mitzvah in a muvchar means, you know, it's a nice extra embellishment. You know what I'm saying? Instead of wearing 4 tzitzios, he wears 5. Don't quote me on that, because that's an isa lav d'oraisa maltosi. What are you talking about? Forget about mitzvah in a muvchar. The karma is going to be possible in the case of Korban Pesach, because the Brisker Rav assumes that ritzvah shalobim kohen, it's not matir the basar. The whole carbon is going to go out the window. What's the Gemara hacking here with mitzvah and a mufkar? There's something much more fundamental. By the way, for the 11:45 show, I have a page. If you're interested, it's on the Mizbeach. I said, see where my head is.
This is still the first show.
This is still the first show, because today I had to give a shiur in a different place, so we started late. So 11:45, take a look at the... Again, if you're interested, there's no kfiyat datit here. We don't force you. But I gave a page on the Mizbeach, I call it, meaning on the shtendit.
It's different than...
On the shulchan.
On the bima.
What are you saying?
Not the same one we got on Monday.
Right, but it's built on what we got Monday, because Monday, Wednesday becomes a unit. Okay.
Sorry.
So he says in Kenya Shlomo Delo Nemar Din Zrika Shlomo Koma Lahach Shekorban Pesach Zrika Shlomo Koma Bosu Posel the Pesach Igro Lachila Vechein Naka Biar Sameach the Kamod the Korban Pesach in Nitma Bosu. Vizorak luhur to the carbon is possible. Hachinab vizrika shlovim koma Pesach possible.
Well, Pesach doesn't have a kapara element.
So then the whole essence of the carbon is l'shem achila. If you have vizrika shlovim koma, according to Brisker Rav, that shficha al gabi haritzvah is still nevertheless missing your soul. It's shlovim koma. The carbon is not edible. If you follow me, then it's possible. And he says the Brisker Rav, the Or Sameach says the same thing, except it is a Tosefta, Shem Shafak Domo Shalo Kineged HaYisod Possum. And there's even Shmuel, who says a carbon is normally kosher in the case of Zrika Shlom Koma, would agree that in Pesach Zrika Shlom Koma the carbon is possible. It's the one carbon on the entire constellation of Zvachim where if he does the Zrika Shlom Koma, even Shmuel would agree the carbon is possible. Ubir Bazel Lashon HaBracha, the last bracha that we recite in Magid, ends with, which is called Asher Ga'alanu, we end with a prayer to Hashem that next year Nochal Sham Min HaPsachim, that hopefully by next year Yibana Beis HaMikdash will be able to eat the Pesachim. Asher, this is all part of the Nusach HaBram. Asher Yagia Domam Al Kir Mizbechecha. So the Or Sameach quotes his son-in-law, why do you have to add Asher Yagia Domam Al Kir Mizbechecha? In other... Just 1 second, let me just... Sorry, I'm pressured now because... He says, Madu Ashino Mikol Mokom Dinokat Stam Mizbeach. In many cases, we ask Hashem that we should be zochet to the dam on the Mizbeach. Here it says, Al Kira Mizbeach. Why do we add Kira Mizbeach? And the answer is, Doksiv Bechatas Ha'of Al Kira Mizbeach. We only find this phrase, Al Kira Mizbeach, with regard to Chatas Ha'of. And why is this bracha borrowing or robbing, imitating that phrase of Al Kira Mizbeach? We're not talking about Chatas Ha'of now, we're talking about Pesach. And the answer is, L'hochi nokat, hai lishna, di oruye, di be'ina dafka zrika b'mkoma. Ah, I see. In other words, if he would have used the general terminology of Al HaMizbeach, you know, we'll be zochet to the Beis HaMikdash by next Pesach for the sake of Zrika on the Mizbeach, without mentioning Kira HaMizbeach, so we would have said that the normal halachas and requirements of Mizbeach apply, and since we pass him like Shmuel, even if it's Shalom B'mkoma, we'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah. No, not in the case of Pesach. In Pesach, we need the Kira HaMizbeach. Why do we need the Kira HaMizbeach? Because otherwise, it's going to be a Zrika Shalom Koma. For example, in the case of Kevesh, we say Kevesh Kimizbeach, but it still remains a Zrika Shalom Koma. What would be in the case of a Korban Pesach? We did the Zrika Saddam on the Kevesh. We're talking about the Ritzvah. His shtickle Torah is about the Kevesh. It doesn't matter, it's all the same. He says that if it would be on the Kevesh, it would be a Zrika Shalom Koma. In all other korbanos, at least for the Eved, the korban is kosher. Again, he's missing mitzvah and a mufchar, but in korban Pesach, the korban will be possible. Is therefore, they borrowed this term of kir mizbechecha. Where do they borrow it from? Chatas Ha'of. Why? Because in the case of Chatas Ha'of, the din is that the Torah went out of its way to require Kira Mizbeach, and if he does the Malika, shall call it the Mitzvah on the Kevesh, then the Chatas Ha'of is completely possible. Because Chatas Ha'of requires Kira Mizbeach. So that Chatas Ha'of becomes our paradigm of Be'in on Zrika B'mkoma. And we're going to borrow that and apply it to Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach will also be in a Zrika B'mkoma. Because if it's not B'mkoma, then the Basar is possible. And if it's Basar is possible, then the whole Korban is out there with us. And that's why we add Kirim is Bechecham. Please, Rabos, I beg of you, that in case Chas V'Sholom, we don't bring the Korban Pesach this year, and we sit down to our Seder, and we recite this bracha, and we get to the words Al-Kirim is Bechacha, you'll please remind yourself in this Shtikl Torah that the reason why we're saying Al-Kirim is Bechacha is to tell us that Zrika Shalom of Koma in the case of Korban Pesach is possible. And you got to get it on the Kirim is Bech, not on the Kevesh, and not on the Ritzvah, and even if we assume the Ritzvah is Hazorah. And again, what we're stuck with now at this point, as far as Kevish is concerned, it's a wonderful Shtikl Torah, but what we're stuck with is the Sugya Chavav. Did I get the name right? The Sugya Daf Samach, excuse me, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda's Moda, that you know you need the coin to collect the dam and put it on the Mizbech. So the Gemara says, why does he have to put it on the Mizbech according to Rabbi Yehuda? Let him just lift up the dam and put it back down. So the Gemara answers, Mitzchah Min HaMuvchar. That's against the Briskerov. The Briskerov says, we're talking about Korban Pesach, then it's not just a Mitzchah Min HaMuvchar. The entire kashrus, the enterprise of Korban Pesach is contingent on Zrika Al Gabi Mizbech, Kenegad HaYisod, in order to achieve Zrika B'mkoma. So that remains an outstanding question, which we haven't really answered, unless you go with the Shita Mekubetzes, that Enoch Inami, the Gemara could have mentioned Yisod. It didn't need to mention Mitzvah Ben Amuvchar. But again, that's a real dochak. But it comes out that, and in the next Shtikl Torah, the Chazon Ish wants to say Pugfaket, that in Korban Pesach, even as Rika Shalom Koma is Mati the Basar. Our premise was that if Zrika Shalom B'mkoma, the Gemara establishes not Matir the Basar, in Korban Pesach it's going to be possible Shalom B'mkoma. Whether it's on the Kevesh, he did the Zrika on the Ritzvah, Koit Rabbi Yehuda, comes along the Chazon Ish, and he says just the opposite is true. In all Korbanos, there's such a concept called Zrika Shalom B'mkoma, and the Basar is possible, but there's one Korban with Zrika Shalom B'mkoma, the Basar is Kosher, and that's Korban Pesach. And why? Because if not, the whole Korban is going to be possible. So you can apply the principle of Basar possible in Zrika Shalom B'mkoma as long as you can maintain, you can hold on to the kashrus of the Korban. But if you get to the point where Zrika Shalom B'mkoma is not just going to possible the Basar, but it's going to undermine the entire kashrus of the Korban, then forget it. Then Zrika Shalom B'mkoma can B'mkoma dummy, and it's even Mati the Basar. What case is that? Korban Pesach.
Who says this?
The Chazon Ish. The exact opposite of what we've been saying. We've been saying that according to the Brisker Rav, in all Karbonos except for Pesach, if you did the Zrika Shalom B'mkoma, the Basar is possible. But in the case of Korban Pesach, we go one step further and the Korban is possible. Comes along the Chazon Ish, he says just the opposite. In Korban Pesach, Zrika Shalom B'mkoma, not only is the Korban kosher, but the Basar is mutter. And that Zrika is going to be mad to the Basar, because if you don't accept that, then you're going to have to undermine the kashrus of the Korban. That we can't do. We can only apply the principle of Shmuel, namely that Zrika Shalom B'mkoma, and differentiate between the Hechshar HaKorban and the Psul and the Basar, as long as we can maintain that logical premise that we can still retain the kashrus HaKorban. But Lui Yitzur, if we apply Shmuel's principle and the Basar is possible, and therefore it's a fact that the Korban is possible, then Shmuel's going to drop the ball and he's going to tell you that Zrika Shalom B'mkoma Kimakoma Domi Mamish, you know, Chabad Mamish, and the Basar is kosher in this case of Korban Pesach. Is Memela Rabosai, according to the Chazon Ish, we gain something tremendously. Why did the Gemara say, pick up the dam on Erev Pesach, let the coin, who's the point, go pick up the dam, just put it down. It's going to be a Zrika Shalom B'mkoma, it's going to undermine the whole Korban. Name! In Korban Pesach, there is no such thing as Zrika Shalom B'mkoma. It's an all or nothing enterprise. And if the Zrika is Kshera, then even the basar is kosher, because otherwise you can't differentiate. You can't say the basar is pasul and the korban is kosher. Therefore, we're going to go to the other extreme position that everything is kosher v'yosha. And therefore, the Gemara is asking a very good question. Let him just simply pick up the dam, put it down. So the Gemara says, no, misumin amuvchah. The best thing we can do if in the ideal situation is get the basar onto the mizbech and negative. So again, even though I'm sorry, I apologize, I had to push this all into the last whatever, but I think you'll admit that all our pilpulim, as much as we enjoyed them, they don't even rake, you know, they shrink, can they get this beautiful chiddush over here? And I had to get it under the wire for my own health. All right, Rabbosai?
Thank you.